Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back to the Girls Who Get It podcast. I'm Sam.
Julia.
Any house updates?
Just me preparing to move.
Oh my god, all right. Wait, did you close already?
I close on Monday.
Oh, yay. Oh my god.
Yeah, so this week I'm just trying to like pack up little things and get stuff together, and then I close on Monday morning. Then I'll have the keys and it'll be mine, and my parents are coming next weekend to help me and to bring up some bigger items that they have.
Also, how was your weekend, and like how have you been doing since the whole love bomber thing?
I'm good. Actually, today I forget why I like thought about him, and I was like, no girl, no, that'll go away. But something reminded me of him, and I was like,
yeah.
My weekend was good. I actually had a second date with the person I went on a date with. I forget when I mentioned this. I did.
Yeah, you did.
So we had a first date at a brewery, and then he lives south of here. So on my way home from Pennsylvania, I stopped to see him. And we got ice cream, and we took his dog for a walk. And it was great. It was actually his birthday.
Oh.
Which he did tell me, because I knew he was a Virgo, because I asked, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I felt so bad. I was like, you told me this last time, and I forgot, and I'm so sorry. But we had a nice time. I'm kind of nervous that I'm like getting slow ghosted. Because I don't know, it could also be because I said, like, you know, you don't have to text me all the time, and I'm not a huge texter, and I'm not. But like yesterday, I was gonna text him, and I thought about it, and I was thinking about him, but I was like, I don't want to be too much. So I didn't, and then he had texted, because I sent the last text. I don't know. And he had texted me at like 8. But he said, I hope you had a nice day. Like, it could just be because I said, you know, no need to text all day, every day. But like,
well, yeah, I mean, he could be feeling like he doesn't want to come off too strong and be annoying and scare you away.
Yeah, I don't know. So today I haven't really heard from him. But again, last night I sent the last message, so I don't want to blow up his phone.
Yeah, but I mean, come on. I understand if like you send a bunch of texts and like there's no response, that's one thing. But like if you're just the last person, like if then the conversation ended, like that doesn't mean that he has to be the first one to send the next message. Sorry, like I think if he's always the one that's texting you like, oh, hope you had a nice day, and you're not the one that's ever texting first, I feel like you need to switch up the dynamic there, just so that he knows that you are interested.
All right, I'm texting him right now, live.
Because he might feel like, oh, I don't know if she's that into me, and then maybe meet somebody else, and then, you know what I mean? Like, he could be interested, but feel like you aren't. So you don't want to, like, miss out on that opportunity.
Okay, fine. I'm texting him. Hi, how was your day?
There you go.
Maybe he'll respond during this episode.
Perfect. It's that simple.
Yeah, but how was your weekend?
It was okay. I worked. Actually, so weirdly enough, after the last episode we recorded, which like I was feeling fine, totally normal, whatever, went to bed that night. And in the middle of the night, I woke up to just roll onto my side, and I just got the craziest vertigo. And I felt like my body just kept rolling. And the room looked like it was spinning, and I was like, what is happening? And then it just kept happening. Like, that whole night, anytime I would move at all, I would get really bad vertigo. And it continued the whole next day, too, which was very scary, very out of nowhere. I was like, I don't understand what's happening.
Have you had that before, vertigo?
No. I mean, I've been lightheaded before, you know, when I wake up in the morning, if I, like, get up too fast or something, you know, like sometimes I'll feel a little lightheaded, but never vertigo like that. Like, I felt like I was super drunk or something.
Oh, that is scary.
Like, the room, literally, like, I saw the room spinning. And I went to take a shower because I thought, like, oh, maybe a shower will kind of, like, I don't know, whatever.
Sure.
Make me feel better, wake me up. And then I went to get out and I leaned my head forward to wrap my hair in a towel. Thank God I was standing next to the wall because I got really bad vertigo again. The room was spinning and I lost full control. Like, I felt like I was moving and I fell into the wall. And I was like, this is not okay.
No.
So I just stayed in bed the whole day and, you know, just made sure to, like, hydrate and eat soup and, like, all that kind of stuff. And the next day, I was better. I was, like, a little dizzy still, but the vertigo went away. Stayed in bed again the next day. And then by, 'cause I forget what day that was. I think we recorded on, like, a Tuesday. So Wednesday, Thursday, I was in bed. By Friday, I felt normal.
Oh.
And I, like, went to the grocery store and, like, cleaned. And it was so weird. And that first day, too, I, like, my ears started ringing and my body started aching. And then I got really nauseous and I threw up.
Oh.
Yeah. So weird and scary. But then 2 days later, totally fine. And I never got a fever or anything like that. Like, I didn't feel sick necessarily,
right,
aside from, like, the body aches, but super weird. So I don't know what that's about. I feel okay now. I've been trying to just, like, take it easy. I mean, I've gone back to work and I've been fine.
Yeah,
went out for dinner the other night, stayed out late, was fine. But, like, I don't know, every so often I just, like, I still feel like my body is, like, fighting something off. I don't know, it's weird. But that's
I'm glad you feel better.
Yeah, that's how my weekend went. But other than that, I'm just excited because it's fall.
I know. It is. Today was, like, chilly. Today was the first day I was like, ooh, I was sitting outside and I thought it was a little cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's still been pretty warm here, but, like, cooler, definitely. And the humidity has gone away. So, yeah, I'm just excited. And I'm excited to go up to Pennsylvania next week and do fall stuff up there.
Yeah.
And I'm going to Italy.
Have you mentioned that on here?
I don't know if I did.
I don't think you did.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm going to Italy. I'm going up to Pennsylvania for a couple days and then, like, you know, meeting up obviously with my mom and my brother, and then we are flying to Italy for 2 weeks. We're just gonna see family because my mom's family is all over there, and then I'm gonna fly back to Pennsylvania and stay there for another week and do fall stuff.
So awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, you could come help me.
No, I know. I was thinking about visiting you, but I think that week that I'm going to be there is when Cass's...
Oh,
that's the week of Cass's wedding.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. So...
Well, I can't wait to hear about your trip, and I hope it's amazing.
Thank you. And we'll definitely, next time I go up there, maybe, like, around Christmas, I'll go up again, and then we can get together and do an in-person episode together.
It would be about time.
Yeah, right?
Okay, so this week I came across this experiment.
Yeah, how'd you hear about this?
TikTok.
Oh, I should have known. Should have known.
So there was, like, this video, and since I'm on, like, dating TikTok because of my life, it was, like, a video of a girl talking about this experiment. It's called The 36 Questions to Fall in Love. And so we thought we'd read some. I don't know if we'll get through all of them because these questions are intense. But a little explanation. This article says the premise behind the famous 36 questions that lead to love, an experiment popularized by a viral essay and inspired by real psychological research on how intimacy forms.
Oh, it says it was developed in the 1990s. To see if two strangers can develop an intimate connection just from asking each other a series of increasingly personal questions.
So we're not strangers, but maybe after we ask each other these questions, we'll be in love.
Maybe. Yeah, wait, I'm really excited about this because the article, when you sent it to me, I like kind of skimmed through and like the first few questions, but I did not read all of them.
I kind of scrolled to the end. I was talking to my coworkers about it, and they get like kind of
really personal,
kind of intense questions.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
Three different sets of questions. So I guess we can jump right in. This one is a question that I've heard a lot.
Oh, and by the way, I'll link the article with all of these questions in like the show notes and the description and whatever. So if you guys want to, you know, get the questions to ask someone that you're seeing or, you know, on your next date.
I'm gonna sit down on my next date and be like, so number one.
Yeah, maybe it's not like for a first date, but like, you know, maybe third date if you're sitting having drinks, you want like a fun game to play.
Yeah, this could work. So starting off with number one in set one, given the choice of anyone in the world, whom would you want as a dinner guest? And
Dolly Parton.
Wow, what an amazing choice. I don't really think of her, but that would be amazing. I guess
I just love her.
Who doesn't? She's wonderful. But I was sure, like, a lot of the time it'll be like dead or alive when people ask this question. I guess we're going with alive. Since you chose Dolly, I'll go with Paul McCartney.
Okay.
Okay. I'm sticking with Paul.
I know it's hard. I mean, there's so many people that for different reasons that would be fantastic, but
Dolly.
Yeah, I didn't even think about it. Okay, second question. Would you like to be famous? In what way?
No. In no way would I want to be famous.
Sometimes I feel like I would, but then when I really think about it, I probably wouldn't, because that's rough. Like, you literally can't do anything normal ever.
No. And it's like, once you're really famous, like, you can't really go back. Like, people are always going to probably recognize you.
Yeah. So unless you're just like D-list famous. Like, if you were on a reality show,
okay,
I feel like you can still do normal things.
If I could still go to Target, fine. But I really value my freedom. And if I couldn't go like anywhere without security, like, no.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. Or like in disguise, right? So I think just no for me.
Yeah. And it's annoying, like, living your life under a microscope and having people judge every little thing about your life, even though they don't really know. You know?
Yeah. Next question. Before making a telephone call, do you ever rehearse what you're going to say? Why?
No, but sometimes if I am gonna call, like if I'm at the salon and I'm calling a client, I'll think about, like, I won't rehearse it, but I'll think about what I'm gonna say in my head first, just because sometimes, like, I'll get caught off guard because I never know if they're gonna actually answer or if I'm gonna have to leave a voicemail. And obviously, right, I need it to be professional.
Right.
So I'll kind of in my head, I guess, sort of rehearse what I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't think of a time that I've never like sat in front of a mirror and been like, so this is what I'm going to say. But probably same thing. Like, I think about it and come up with like a plan, maybe, and then call. especially like at work, I have to call vendors and stuff. So I'll be like, okay, I need to say, so embarrassing. One time I called a vendor and they were like, they emailed my coworker and they were like, does she work with you? Because she didn't leave a, like, I didn't know what I was doing. So I'll be like, okay, I'm Julia. I'm from blank. I need this, like, kind of thing.
Right. What would constitute a perfect day for you?
This is really hard because when I was talking about this earlier with my coworkers, I think I got into like too much. Like, I really, really thought about it. And I was like, okay, well, where could I be anywhere in the world? Could I be whatever? But here's basically my perfect day. No work, of course.
Yeah.
I'd like wake up, have a really good breakfast, like eggs, toast, you know, the whole spread. Having really good iced coffee, perfectly made. I'll be at like a lake house or a beach house. I'll get to go swimming. I'll get to hang out with my family, my friends. I'll get to go shopping. Maybe take a sunset boat trip, have a really good dinner, cocktail, and like a really good night's sleep.
Couldn't agree with you more. That's exactly what I was picturing. But I wouldn't be preparing any of my meals
No,
or
no.
cleaning. Yeah.
That's not
And
part of
like, I mean, having a beautiful man there. Like, if it's my perfect day, like, come on,
okay.
you're leaving that part out, you know? Like,
Yeah, no, that too. That too. Next question. When did you last sing to yourself or to someone else?
I sing to myself every day. I always have songs stuck in my head, and I'm always just singing as I'm doing stuff.
Me too. I sing in the car a lot, so on my way
Oh,
home,
yeah.
I don't know what I had on, but I was definitely singing something at some
Yeah.
point. I have to be really grumpy, like really, really in a bad mood to not like sing in the
Sing
car.
along. Yeah, same. Let's see. The next question, if you were able to live to the age of 90 and retain either the mind or body of a 30-year-old for the last 60 years of your life, which would you want? I don't even have to, like, what kind of question is that? Body, duh.
Body.
Who would want a 30-year-old mind in a 90-year-old body?
I have no idea. And
That sounds
I,
like a prison sentence.
right. And I think, like, because I have a great grandmother that is 103, and her mind
Fair.
for 103 is pretty good.
I was
Like,
gonna say, like, you can keep your mind young and healthy, but your body, like,
can't do much
there's
about.
limitations.
Yeah, that one's easy.
Yeah.
Question 7. Do you have a secret hunch about how you will die?
No, I don't think so. So, I mean, I've definitely thought about it, but I feel like hopefully I'll die old.
Yeah, peacefully in your sleep.
Natural causes. Yes, exactly.
Sometimes, I don't know if I've never really thought about it too much. But like sometimes when I'm driving, maybe this is horrible and I shouldn't think like this, but it's hard not to, because I drive like the 3 hours back and forth to home a lot. I mean, most people drive every day, but it's like car accidents are so common. One person cuts me off and I'm like, oh, that's it.
Yeah, I used to think that a lot more when I would drive more frequently. But now, and like, I never take the highway ever, or
So
because where I live, like, everything's just right there.
yeah.
But yeah, that makes sense. Name three things you and your partner appear to have in common.
This is easy for us. This podcast, cosmetology, love of H&M.
I mean, amongst many,
Oh my gosh, yeah. The list
right?
is number 9. For what in your life do you feel most grateful? I feel like one thing.
Just having like my support system, like having family and friends, and like knowing that no matter what I'm going through, like, I always have someone that I can go to.
That's what I was gonna say. But I like how you put it better, because support system, you can include everyone. I guess I was going to say my family, but like what I meant to support system.
Yeah. Number 10, if you could change anything about the way you were raised, what would it be? Oh, damn. That's deep.
This is easy for me, but I am not sure I want to share too much about it.
Fair enough. The way I was raised. I mean, I'm so perfect. Like, my parents did a great job.
Like, what could you possibly change?
I do kind of wish that I, like, was raised in a little bit of a more, like, loving household. Because, like, my parents always, I've mentioned this before, but, like, they always fought. Yeah. And never really like demonstrated like a like healthy loving relationship to me. And also, we just are not like, in general, no one in my family is like affectionate really with each other. Mm-hmm. In my immediate family. So like, that's why, oh, that's another thing we have in common. I feel like we're both kind of like, we're not like super lovey-dovey and like touchy and affectionate. And like, yeah. I am with my like romantic partners.
Yeah.
But not with my friends or my family.
Me.
Sometimes I wish I was. Like, I wish I was a more like loving, soft,
yeah,
kind of person.
I am the same way. The dynamic in my household was not like mom and dad, or that like it wasn't like that for most of it. So I think I could say this like the same thing, but my mom's very like, she's a very loving person. So I always got from her. And now my dad, it's really amazing to have seen, like he'll text me every morning, hey, miss you, love you. He's, oh, you know, he expresses more now. Growing up, it wasn't always that way. He had stuff going on. And so I didn't get that from him, I feel like, or at least not that I can remember. And then seeing them together was very different too. And then as I got older, my dad worked away from home just to support us the best he could. So he lived in Chicago for 4 years and then Maryland for like, so they were separate, but they were together. So I had a very, no, like what to call that?
Just like untraditional.
Very untraditional, but there's obvious like love between them. Like they've been through a lot together and they've both decided to stick by each other. Not that I know like everything they've been through, but I feel like that's kind of the most important, not the most important, but it can make a big difference in your life, like to see how your parents are together.
Totally.
I don't know. I guess I would want to change
more traditional show of love and like the more traditional family unit or family dynamic, I guess.
Yeah, but I can't complain. They both did the best they could, and I think we turned out all right. So
yeah,
very hard question. We're getting into them now.
Yeah, for real. And we're only on 10.
Okay, let's see. This says, take 4 minutes and tell your partner your life story in as much detail as possible.
Oh, God. That's going to be long.
4 minutes, or we could just go to the next.
I think let's skip. I feel like for people who have been listening since day one, like, you know enough about our life.
Yeah, we don't need to get into it.
Yeah.
That is one of the questions. That's number 11.
If you could wake up tomorrow having gained any one quality or ability, what would it be? Ooh, easy. I wish that I could speak multiple languages.
Amazing choice.
Yeah. Oh, I think about that all the time.
I do too, but it's not something that came to mind like when I read that question.
Yeah.
I would love, yeah. For me, I thought just confidence immediately. Oh. I went a different way. But just without even having to think or work at it, just like having that.
Yeah. Okay, now there's set two. So is I'm guessing like each set of questions, it just gets deeper and deeper.
I think that's the idea, although some of those questions in set one were pretty deep.
Yeah.
First question of set number two is, if a crystal ball could tell you the truth about yourself, your life, the future, or anything else, what would you want to know?
I just would want to know, like, where am I going to end up? Like, am I going to still live in North Carolina? Am I going to have kids? Am I gonna find a partner? Am I gonna be married? Will I be divorced? Like, I just want to know, like, what my life will look like.
I feel like I don't want to know that because I wouldn't want to be disappointed.
That's
Like,
true. That's very true.
always find like the beauty in whatever my future holds, but I just want it to be, I don't know. I don't want to know, I guess. What I do want to know is what they have in Area 51.
Oh, your life, the future, anything else. Okay, yeah, that's true. I think I'm more interested in that. Like, what's at the bottom of the ocean?
Ooh, that's a good one. Like, who killed JFK? Or that we know, but
Right, like, what's the real story? What did we actually go to the moon? Yeah, like, what conspiracies are true? Is this a simulation?
that's a good one. I just wanted to say that I got a text back and I'm not being ghosted.
Nice. What did he say?
Just responded to me, saying he had a good day. He actually called, but I obviously couldn't answer.
Oh. Okay, well, that's good. See, it's a good thing you texted him.
I catastrophize. I'm still thinking he called me to tell me that we're done.
He's like, I just wanted to let you know I'm seeing someone.
Yeah, I wouldn't be freaking surprised, okay?
Oh my God. No, hopefully not. I'm sure it sounds like he's, I mean, so far from what you've told me, like just privately, it sounds like he's very nice.
He seems like a really good guy.
Yeah, good and like mature. So I don't know.
Yes.
Hopefully it goes well. We'll see. You got to keep us updated.
I'll do these questions with him, maybe.
Yeah, for real. Okay, next question. Is there something that you've dreamed of doing for a long time? Why haven't you done it?
There's lots of things that I've wanted to do.
Yeah, that's how I feel too. I feel like traveling, like there's definitely places that I've wanted to travel, but the reason I haven't done it is just like finances. Like it's fucking expensive.
Time and money, like the biggest reason I don't do most things. Like,
Right. And also, I mean, like, especially with what I do, if I'm not working, it's not like I'm getting, paid vacation. If I don't
right.
work, then I'm not making money. So not only am I paying all this money to travel, but then I also am missing out on making money. So it's just
Right.
that, and like the language thing, like I've been telling myself, like, I'm gonna work on my, other languages, French and Italian. I want to become fluent and I just haven't. But it's because I just don't prioritize like practicing.
I guess, yeah, I wanted to finish my quilt by now, and there's no good reason that I haven't.
Well, it's like, there's only so many hours in the day and you have other things that you have to do. And once you're finished with work and all the things that you have to do, you're limited on your time.
I do have to say that I think both of us have done a lot, like for ourselves. Like, we've, in the way of, like, I don't know if this question really is talking about like getting out of your comfort zone or anything, but I've done, in my mind, I've done plenty. I kind of, my grandpa once, my mom told me that he said to her once, I think this was because I got a car or something. Oops. Not small, but something like that. It's not like I don't know. But he was like, those girls, me, my sister, they just go and like do it. And we do. We've moved. We go after kind of what we want, and we're not really afraid to try things. I think that goes for both of us too. You know, had your career and you made the switch and decided to change everything and go to cosmetology, and like a lot of people would just get complacent or comfortable and not want to do that. And I moved away from home where I was most comfortable, and so did you. So I feel like as much as we haven't done, we've done a lot too.
Oh, absolutely. Well, it's funny because I was actually looking the next question. I thought like that was the perfect transition, because the next question is, what is the greatest accomplishment of your life? And I was thinking just, I mean, a lot of things in general, but like I am very proud of where I'm at in life and how independent I am and how, you know, I made this big move by myself and I've been able to support myself.
Currently, my greatest accomplishment is buying my first house.
Yeah, for real.
Super proud of myself because I you know, I have my dad, my parents, and my support system, and they've helped me financially and in other ways, but I've also done a lot of the work myself and switching jobs and doing these things that before would have, like just doing things in general that scare me is huge for me because I love to be comfortable. But
same. It's funny because I think back to like when I was a kid, I used to be so shy and so terrified of doing anything. And I mean, even when I was in like my early 20s, I never would go anywhere or do anything by myself. Yeah. I was needed like my boyfriend or a friend or something, you know, like, I mean, we really have done things that are scary and outside of our comfort zone. And like you said, we don't get complacent ever.
No.
And if we want something, we make it happen. And I feel like, you know, we've accomplished a lot to be proud of.
I agree. And if 12-year-old us could see us now, I think I'd shit my pants. 12-year-old me would shit her pants.
Yeah. No, I mean, same. I'd be really proud and blown away.
She'd also probably be like, why don't you have a boyfriend? Or a husband?
Oh.
Anyway, next question. What do you value most in a friendship?
Just having someone that I feel I can be fully myself around. Like, they will not judge me. I can always, like, I can feel comfortable opening up to them, and I can go to them no matter what. If it's because like a good, exciting thing happened, or if I'm going through something really hard.
I was going to say trust, which is with the same idea. Like,
yeah,
I can trust that person with whatever. Why would I want a friend that would judge me or like not be trustworthy, you know?
Right. I was going to say, like, at this point in my life, I don't have friends that I don't feel that way about, because if I can't trust you and I can't feel like I can fully open up to you, then we're not friends. We're just acquaintances.
No, I don't see a point if...
Yeah. Next question. What is your most treasured memory?
That's hard. And it kind of sucks because I think it's finding out my nieces were born and finding out that one of them has my name as their middle name. So many of my most cherished memories are like with them. Like the one time I was holding one of them and she just looked at me and I was like, I just started crying instantly because I was like, you're looking in my eyes like a real person. Like, what is this? What is this thing? And I looked at my sister and I just remember being like, what? That's never happened before, obviously. But when they were born and I got the message like that everything was good and that she had my name was really special. Of Aww. Course, I work. And I wish I could have been there, but COVID stuff was still, like, people couldn't go. So,
yeah,
stayed here. But that was, I'll never forget that. Just the whole day I was waiting. I was like, couldn't work. I was just waiting for that.
I don't know. I feel like I have a lot of good ones, especially in, like, recent years. I feel like I've had a lot of good, memorable moments. But, like, automatically when I read the question, my brain just went to, like, mine's not as, like, sentimental and sweet as yours. But when I saw Elton John in Venice.
I mean, that's...
Because it was the way that it happened, too. Like, I was in high school. I was in Europe on a trip for, you know, through my French class, and we were going to France and Italy, and we literally got to Venice. And the first night we were there, we were seeing flyers talking about an outdoor Elton John concert that night. And I love Elton John, but especially like at that time in my life, I was obsessed. Like, mm-hmm. It was very into him. And I was just like, no fucking way. Like, this isn't real. What are the chances? And yeah, we were just like, our whole group, we were just outside because the concert was outdoors, but they had these like walls that they put up so you couldn't see him unless you actually had tickets to get inside. But I climbed up a light pole and I sat up and I saw him right there, and I watched the whole concert, and it was just so surreal. I was like, I'm in Italy, in Venice, like, and Elton is right there.
That's amazing.
Sir Elton John. Yeah. It's very, incredible. Very cool.
The next question goes kind of along with it. What is your most terrible memory? Which, personally, I prefer not to share on this podcast. But
okay. That's fair. There's a few that come to mind. I remember when I was young, my brother was like 2 years old, so I must have been 7, I guess. And he got really sick with pneumonia, and it was really scary, and he had to go to the hospital and stay there for, I don't know, like at least a week or so. I don't really remember the details, but I just remember at the time it was like really scary, and I was staying with my grandma because my parents were in the hospital with him, and I was just scared because I was away from my family and I didn't know if he was going to be okay or not, and it was like very serious, and I at one point like thought that he was gonna die. And then when I finally was able to go to the hospital to see him, I remember he was always like a big baby and like chunky, and when I saw him at the hospital, he had lost so much weight, and he was like running around, and he was just this little skinny thing, and it was weird. I was like,
oh,
who is that? Like, what happened? Next question. If you knew that in 1 year you would die suddenly, oh my god, some of these questions are so morbid.
I know.
Would you change anything about the way you are now living? Why?
Just hearing it like makes me sad, because my answer is that I would be closer to family. Aww. But I just bought a house 3 hours away from my family.
Honestly, I didn't even think about that. I was ready to say no, because I do think about that a lot. I'm like, I don't know, as I'm getting older, I'm becoming such a like weird hypochondriac. So I'm very, not that I'm perfect by any means, like I definitely could be better, but I feel like I have been more health conscious, and like, you know, like we talked about in last week's episode too, like just trying to focus on my health and wellness and fitness and being more active and all that. But yeah, no, I think that is the only thing I guess I would do differently. Like, I don't want to be back up there because I hate it up there, but I do wish my family was here closer to me. Like, I wish I could spend more time with them.
Yeah, it's always like a back, like I do like the life I'm creating here for myself, and I like my job, you know, the area and everything, but there's also that like,
yeah, I love where I live and I love the friends I have here and everything about it. I just, hopefully this guilt trips my mom into moving down here.
Yeah, definitely. Hopefully this guilt trips my whole family and friends, and you included, to move up here.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Next question. What does friendship mean to you?
I mean, I feel like that's kind of similar to the other question about friendship. Like, it just means someone that, well, and I feel like my friends are like family to me.
Yeah, me too.
So I just feel like somebody that is my family that I can go to anytime for anything, and vice versa. Like, they can, you know, always feel comfortable coming to me about anything.
Same for me, I think. Just people that I can enjoy time with, and like, I think humor too, since you already said all that I was thinking too. Humor is so important too, because I think about when I'm with my friends, just we have so much fun together, and it's the dumbest stuff. Like, me and Cass and M used to sit in the Wegmans parking lot, and we would have the best time together just because we thought the same stuff was funny. We just had a good time. So just doing things that, or just like sitting around having fun, means a lot to me.
That's true. I agree with that. Next question. What roles do love and affection play in your life?
I don't know what this means. Like, what?
It's interesting because we talked about that a little bit with, you know, like the way we were raised. For me, I don't feel like I show affection really. Because I don't know. I mean, I guess maybe I show it just in my own way. But I'm not, like, I don't really hug my friends.
No.
Like, I'm not, you know, a big hugger. I'm not, like, I don't really say I love you.
I guess kind of goes with love language, right? Like, you might not get a hug from me, but you'll get a very thoughtful gift.
Like, right.
For me, I'm kind of thinking because I don't have many experiences in, like, relationships and romantic love and affection, the role that it plays, that's a really hard for me to, because I can go without it, I guess, because I have. I don't know. That's a very, I don't understand, I guess, how to answer it.
Yeah.
Next question. Alternate sharing something you consider a positive characteristic of your partner. Share a total of 5. I guess we could just do like 1 each.
Okay.
You have plenty of positive characteristics. I'm trying to think of what I most admired about you, like, first. I feel like you had a confidence that was, like, I could tell you were a confident person.
Oh, thanks.
Which is a very positive thing.
For you, I would say you are a super, like, genuine, authentic person.
Wow, that means a lot.
And that, like, there's never anything remotely fake about you. Like, you never try to, I don't know, be anyone other than yourself. Like, you're very true to yourself and, like, trustworthy.
I could cry.
Oh,
I try so hard.
Oh.
I would say the same about you, though, which is probably why we, like, click, because it's never felt like, oh, she's judging me, oh, she's, like, being shady. And I think that's something in beauty school I can remember moments where I was like, this girl's legit. She's real.
So thank you. I appreciate that.
I remember one time in particular, I was like, oh, shit. I guess I could share. We're not in beauty school anymore. But if you don't mind, I don't know if you know what I'm talking about.
I think I might.
I guess this has to do with confrontation, because I'm not really afraid of confrontation. And this was like, whoa. But one of the girls in our class was really fake, two-faced, whatever. She was like, I mean, we were all pretty young, but she was fresh out of high school and just kind of, I don't know, she had a weird vibe. But she had said, she was spreading some rumor, and you heard about it and you went right up to her and were like, no, like, that's not what happened.
She was just trying to stir up drama. And I was like, we're not doing this.
Yeah.
If you want to do that, that's fine. But, like, don't involve me in it. I am too old for this. I'm not interested.
Yeah.
That's not. And it was like early into.
It was
like the semester or whatever you want to call it. So I was like, I don't want to get off on, like, you know, that type of foot.
But I respected that a lot. I was like, damn. Yeah. And then I ended up doing a similar thing with the same girl, because she tried to twist my words. And so I went over, I said, did you tell this person that? And she didn't even look me in the eye.
She was such a coward too. Like, when I confronted her, she had nothing to say and was just like, was about to start crying. And
if you're going to start,
I wasn't mean. I wasn't like being a bully. I was just like,
why?
Please do not.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
But if you're gonna start shit, you better know what you're doing, because not everybody's just gonna be like, oh no. But I remember thinking that about you.
Oh, well, thank you. Next question. How close, and this is funny because it's, there's, you know, going back to stuff we already talked about. How close and warm is your family? Do you feel your childhood was happier than most other people's?
My initial response is no, but also yes, because I feel pretty lucky. My family did like so much, like my grandparents and people around me did a lot for me to ensure I had like the best childhood possible. Like my mom, I don't even know how she did it. Like I honestly have no idea what kept her going, and she just did everything she possibly could for us. And because of that, I feel like I was able to have like a really amazing childhood, everything considered, like all the hardships and stuff that were going on at the same time. She still provided, like my grandparents and everybody, I still had a really amazing childhood.
Yeah.
Better than a lot of people, I'm sure. But not probably as good as it could have been. I don't know.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't feel like anyone's upbringing was totally perfect.
No.
And I mean, I don't know. Maybe some people feel that way. But I feel like even if you do feel like your childhood was perfect, there probably were a lot of imperfect things happening that your parents were just good about, you know, like shielding you from. Because, you know, we're all human. Like nobody's perfect. And there was plenty of like drama and untraditional things or whatever.
Sure.
About my family and my upbringing, but overall, same. Like my parents, especially my mom, always made sure that we did things. And even during times where like we were kind of struggling financially, like she still always made time to, you know, make things fun for us and make sure we were having a good childhood. And
yeah,
always tried to provide the best for me and my brother. I kind of wish, and like we are really close, like my immediate family, I don't know about warm, because like I said, we're not really like affectionate like that, but we are super close. Yeah. We're just not close with like distant family. Like I wish, when I see people that have all these cousins and, you know, they get together with all their relatives for holidays and stuff, I kind of wish that my family was more like that, because I have God only knows how many cousins,
right?
Not like direct cousins, but like, you know, second, third cousins, whatever, that are kind of all over the place, but they're really spread like kind of all over the world.
That's tough.
But otherwise, yeah, no, I mean, I think it was probably happier, or, you know,
sure,
I had a good childhood.
Yeah,
no complaints.
This next one, shout out moms listening, because we know you are. How do you feel about your relationship with your mother?
I feel I have a really good relationship with my mom.
I also feel like I have a good relationship with my mom. Obviously, it's been like, when you're like a teenager, it's whatever. And now she's the person I'll tell her anything. I don't. She pretty much knows everything about me and my life.
I never went through that phase with my mom. I went through that with my dad, where we had a rocky relationship during like teen and preteen years. But my mom, we've always had a good relationship. We've always been close. I've always felt like I could tell her everything. And now, obviously, as I'm an adult, it's just even more so.
Yeah, when I was young, I was like obsessed, like I would cling to her. I was very shy, so like anywhere she, like I'd be right Same. Next to her. And then I was like a really angry kid, so I really put her through it then, and who knows. But yeah, as an adult, sometimes I think she had an amazing, from what I could tell, and you know, she had a great relationship with her mom. And I think they were very close, and I hope that she feels as close to me I know that I'm different than she is and than her mom was, but I think it's good. Solid relationship with my mom. We talk every day. I mean, I talk to my immediate family pretty much every day.
All right, set three, final set. Make three true. Oh my God. Okay. This is make three true we statements each. For instance, we are both in this room feeling blank. We are the girls who get it.
Oh, I was going to say
that. We are currently recording this podcast.
So true. Complete this sentence. I wish I had someone with whom I could share blank. I know. I wish I had someone with whom I could share rent slash mortgage slash bills.
Yes. Yes. Yep. 100%. Yeah, but no, that would be great. Or like someone to share like household responsibilities and chores with.
Yeah, I would love that.
Next question. If you were going to become a close friend with your partner, please share what would be important for him or her to know. I guess I would say, I feel like I'm not the best at reaching out. A lot of my friends obviously like don't live near me.
Right.
And I don't know. I'm just not great at reaching out because like I am living my own life and I'm thinking like, oh, like I'll think about people and I'll be like, oh, I hope that they're doing well. I wonder how they're doing. Like, oh, I miss them. But I won't think like, oh, let me reach out to them and ask how they're doing or let them know that I'm thinking of them. Because I'm just like, oh, well, they're just busy living their life.
Yeah.
I don't think to do it, but then I get in my head and I'm like, wait, but I haven't like talked to so-and-so in a while. And I hope they don't think that I am being a shitty friend or I don't care about them or I'm not thinking about them. But like, I love all of my friends. So like I said, like my friends are my family. So I think about them all the time, but I just like, I don't know.
I get that. I think a lot of people are like that.
Yeah. But like, I mean, I'll send you memes on Instagram.
I just started to like move, like I feel like as I get older I used to be more hesitant, like, oh, I don't want to bother anyone, oh, I don't, like earlier in this episode when I was like, I don't want to text him first and like blow up his phone.
Yeah,
I mean, as much as I didn't really want to do that, I feel like sharing feelings or even just being like, oh, hey, thinking about you, this reminded me of you, or stuff like that. I'm getting more, like, I'm more inclined to do that the older I get, I think.
Yeah.
And maybe that has something to do with me moving away. It's like the opposite effect, maybe. Next question.
Let's see. Tell your partner what you like about them. Be very honest this time, saying things that you might not say to someone you've just met. I think we could skip that one because we already.
Yeah, we already talked about that.
We already did that. Share with your partner an embarrassing moment in your life.
So many to pick from.
I just have one that always comes to mind. And it's not even that big. Like, it's so stupid. But I honestly, like, as I've become an adult, I told my, like, I never get embarrassed. And it's just a conscious choice that I make. Like, embarrassment is just, it's your choice, you know? And true. I'm just like, no, I don't care. But I was, you know, much shyer in high school. So when I was in high school, we had, I don't know if your high school was the same way, but we had like block scheduling. So there were four blocks throughout the day, but then each block was split into quarters or whatever they were called. And or periods. So I had like, I think like first block, I had it split. So I had like gym and then yearbook or something like that. And when the bell rang and I was going from first period to second period, I was walking in the hallway with this guy I had a crush on. So I was like so distracted and not paying attention. And I'm just walking and I'm just kind of following him. And so we're like walking past my classroom And I'm thinking, because like I'm not paying attention, I'm thinking like, oh, this is the end of block one. I'm going to like my block two class.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm explaining this more complicated than it needs to be. Basically, I walk into class, but because it was like in the mid, it was a period, not a block change, I walk into this classroom in the middle of their class. Because it's not like their class was changing. Like they were there for the full like hour and a half or whatever.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm in the middle of talking to this guy. I walk in the door. Because normally when the classes are changing, you know, everybody's coming and going, whatever. And I'm like,
Yeah.
oh, whatever, walk in. And I don't even like look up. I'm just walking right to my seat. And then I realize everyone is just
Oh.
staring at me. And the teacher's like, what the, like, he was in the middle of teaching this class. And I just walk on in, interrupt the whole thing. And then I realize, like, oh shit. And I just turn around and I just bolted out of there.
Oh my
And
God.
like, I had friends that were in that class. Like, it was all people I knew, which I don't know if that made it worse or better. But then I forget what I said. I like lied and I don't know.
Like,
I was
oh
like,
my.
yeah, I don't know. But that was so embarrassing.
Oh man.
Yeah. But I feel like if that were to happen to me now, like now, I would just play it off and I would like laugh at myself and I would have been like,
Oh.
oh, this, yep. Well, see ya.
Yeah, I feel like I got a little less embarrassed these days. I feel like I shared this on here. I was on the phone with the vet. Did I share that?
I don't think so.
Pretty sure it's my most embarrassing moment of life. But I have a backup in case this happened today, actually, and it's dumb, but I was embarrassed. So my most embarrassing moment of my whole life was I was on the phone with the vet, and it was I just had to drop Puff off, and I thought I could leave, but you were supposed to sit in the parking lot and wait. You just weren't allowed inside because of COVID and stuff. So I thought I could run across the street quick, 10 minutes, go to the grocery store, come back and get her. But I dropped her off and I went to leave, and the vet called. And so I'm leaving the parking lot, and it's a busy road. And so I'm talking, I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. He's telling me about Puff or whatever. And this person, this on this busy road, was like stopped, and I couldn't tell if they were letting me go or if they were gonna go. So I was like, what the fuck are you doing? Out loud, I say this. And the vet's on the phone, and I can't go back to that vet because
Why?
I don't even know what I said. I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. There's traffic, and it's just so horrible. Oh, actually, something embarrassing happened. I have so many, but this happened to me last week at work. So I used to work with another company, a contracting company, for another company that I work for now, if that makes sense. So I worked at the same place, just for a different company. So my boss from my manager from a previous company was there, but I was like, why is he here? Because he works out of Pennsylvania now, and that he like, what the heck? I don't understand why he's here. So I went over to one of my coworkers that still works for my old company that might know. And I go to him in this tone. I was like, why is so and so here? Just not even thinking. And my coworker's like, he's right there. And he heard me and he was right there. And I was like, oh. And I
I feel
started.
like I've been in situations like that many times too, where I'm
I
like,
didn't
ugh.
mean it. I was just like, why is he here? I was embarrassed. I talked about work and then I left. I was like, I gotta go.
I feel like that's not that bad though, you know? Like out of all the embarrassing things that could have happened to you, if that's like top of the list, it's not so bad.
Just most recent. And it could have been worse. So I whatever. Could have been my current boss.
True.
Next question. When did you last cry in front of another person or by yourself?
I Oh, well, I guess this was all kind of like around the same time. I don't really cry often, but I think the last time I did was when my ex was down here. The last night before he left, we, had a whole conversation about like, so what do we want for the future? What are we gonna do? Blah, blah, blah. And it was just like, I don't know, it was just a very, I feel like anytime I get like really vulnerable, even if it's not a sad conversation, but like my emotions just get so overwhelming that I just cry.
Yeah. Last time I cried in front of someone, it was definitely my mom, I'm pretty sure. And actually, last time I cried by myself was last night. I'm moving on.
Tell your partner something that you like about them already. There's a lot of these, but like, how many times are you supposed to?
No, we've already talked about it.
Next, what, if anything, is too serious to be joked about?
When I first read this, I kind of thought about it like in general, like in the world. So I'll tell you, my initial thought was 9/11.
Okay.
I was like, wait, I think this is more like in a relationship, right? So.
I mean, I think it could go either way. But see, this is a good question. I feel like for me to ask someone because I have a very dark sense of humor.
Yeah.
And like, obviously, there are things that I will joke about with like very close friends or like with my partner that I would never say out loud
Okay, yeah.
to like a sh like someone I don't really know.
Right.
Because like I know that they can be very, very insensitive things, and I don't necessarily find them funny, but it's like I don't know. There's like a level to a level of like dark humor. So some things you just have to kind of like joke about it and laugh because otherwise everything would just be like really sad and serious all the time.
Yeah, I have a little bit of a dark humor. I guess it depends. But when I rethought this question, I then came to the conclusion of maybe it's not like too serious, but I wouldn't joke about someone's body, like a partner.
Yeah, I would never like make fun of someone's specific circumstances, but it's just like topics in general. You know, like there's memes about everything. I think it depends too, like on who it is. Like if I don't really know the person that well and they're making jokes about something and I feel like they're being actually serious about
Yeah.
what they're saying, then I'm like, that's not fucking funny. Like, fuck you. But if I
Yeah.
know the person really well and I know that like they don't really mean it and like they're a really good person,
Right.
then it's like, okay, then we can just like joke and
Yeah, that's true.
we
Like, I think
understand each other.
different circumstances, I guess. Next question. If you, oh my God, if you were to die this evening with no opportunity to communicate with anyone, because you would be dead, obviously, what would you most regret not having told someone? Why haven't you told them?
I don't think there's anything that I haven't told someone yet.
Me either, especially since I've been really trying to, even if it's embarrassing or whatever, I want to just be saying what I feel and what I mean, because I feel like if you don't, there's just a lot of things that maybe like people can't read your mind. So,
Next question. Your house containing everything you own catches fire. Oh, fuck no. This is one of my biggest fears.
sorry.
After saving your loved ones and pets, you have time to safely make a final dash to save any one item. What would it be? Why? Easily my laptop.
Yeah.
Just because, like, it has so much stuff on it, like work-related things, and it's probably one of the most expensive items I own. Maybe my social security card. Like, I don't know. Like practical things, not, I don't have like sentimental things.
See, I have a lot of sentimental items. I'm like kind of a hoarder, and I think s things that aren't really special are so special. I have a lot of pictures. Like family pictures and stuff. I have a box of them that I would probably try to grab. if I couldn't grab them off my wall, like all of them, because I love to look back on those. And I would be really sad if they were gone and they're not. I should like digitize them all so that I always have them, but I have not done that. Next question. Of all the people in your family, whose death would you find most disturbing and why?
Oh God, I hate that question so much.
I do too. I would be disturbed by many pets in my family, like pretty
me
much
too.
All. So
I would say my brother probably just because I, like, my initial instinct was my mom, but I obviously know that my parents, like, it's, I don't obviously like to think about it, but like, I know that they are going to pass at some point, but like, right. My brother is the closest in age to me, and we are so close, and, you know, I hope that I have the most time left with him still.
And that makes a lot of sense, because like, you kind of expect to have your siblings the longest.
Yeah,
I agree with that. I think I would say my sister for the same reasons. Last question.
Share a personal problem and ask your partner's advice on how he or she might handle it. Also, ask your partner to reflect to you how you seem to be feeling about the problem you have chosen. A lot for the last question.
I feel like we are always talking about our problems, so
that's true. I'll
pick a less serious problem.
Okay.
What should I make for dinner? Frozen Trader Joe's pot stickers or Walmart box mac and cheese?
Ooh, pot stickers. Or, I mean, but like, neither of those are a meal by itself. I would make them both.
Okay. I think I have some frozen, like, teriyaki broccoli I could throw in with my pot stickers.
Yeah, then that's the move.
That sounds better, yeah. Okay.
Definitely.
Thank you so much for your advice.
You're very, very welcome. These questions did get deep, but I feel like a lot of them were repetitive. And I still, like, maybe you would have a bit of a deeper understanding of who the person is, kind of, but not really. Like, there's still so many other questions. Like, I'm thinking if I were sitting with someone that I didn't know that well, I would not feel like I know them well enough to
be in love.
Not even to be in love, but to even know if I'd be interested in, like, dating them or not. Because there's so much more that I would need to know.
Like what?
Previous relationship experience. Like, what are your thoughts on, like, if, how do you, when you are feeling frustrated or angry, like, how do you handle that?
Yeah, that would have been a better one instead of, like, the repetitive, like, what do you like about this person already?
Yeah.
Or, like, the previous relationships. I feel like I always wonder that because I think it matters how people move forward. So
totally. And I would want to know also, like, how long do you stay single between relationships typically? When your relationships in the past have ended, were you the one to leave? Did they break up with you? Like, why did they end?
Yeah.
What things did you learn? Like, I don't know. There's just so much more I would want to know, I guess. And like, the question about, like, oh, what's your perfect day, that's cool, wonderful, but like, what's a realistic day look like for you? When you go to the grocery store, what are like 10 things that are always on your grocery list every time you go?
I like that question.
Yeah, I wasn't impressed by that list, and I cannot imagine that leading to love.
Maybe I'll try and ask my dates these questions and see how it goes.
You definitely should.
There has been a fly harassing me this whole episode. I'm done.
Well, I hope that you can go kill it.
Okay. We can go TTYL.
Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll see you next Friday with a new episode.